Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, a comb-overs are coming back. Big time.
Hey everyone, a few announcements to get through before we get into today's episode. First off is that our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is performing at the Sydney Comedy Fest on May 6th and 7th, and then heading up to Brisbane a few weeks later on Friday the 26th. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to purchase your tickets. Also, we've launched our new membership service, Sans Pants Plus. It's very similar to Patreon. In fact, you can use your Patreon login on the site if you'd like. But to reflect the new service, we've made some changes to the reward structure. And while the $5 tier remains mostly unchanged, for $10 a month, you'll be getting a heap of bonus content in the future. The first is titled The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruined Sunless Citadel, as well as suggest a topic for any of the shows in the Sans Pants Network. And for $25 a month, you get to suggest an NPC for Adam to use in future campaigns and a D&D's for Nerds season pass, which means as soon as we have a campaign ready, you'll be the first ones to hear it in its entirety. Just head to sanspantsplus.com and sign up today.
Welcome to Episode 7 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm Jackson Bailey, and I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
I'm Michael Shanks, and I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
And I'm Joel Zammer, playing the part of Shane Knoll.
As always, I'm Adam, your Dungeon Master.
Previously.
Your camel does not appreciate being whipped one little bit, and so rears backwards, and you fall off the back. This level is entirely empty. It's just one large open area, except for a single stone jutting out in the dead center. Traveler, you stand upon a place known as Alipomanda, secret place in my tongue. We have buried beneath here something we are not proud of, something evil.
What's your backs?
I know she's healing us right now.
Guys, did anything awesome happen in the last 60 seconds that I missed?
Not really. We only watched you as you reeled around grabbing
everyone got out their dicks and was just like, yeah.
My name, Squim, is an acronym, and each letter stands for something, and the M on it stands for Mr. Hands.
A massive crack or rift appears in the seal, and the seal breaks neatly in two.
She doesn't say anything, but you know she blushes when you say that.
Oh. You're in.
I'm detecting magic in her heart.
Moving from the slaves' quarters back to the main room, you now have one less door to search.
Seek.
Jackson, right. Can you push a little die so it's prippy?
All right. Where are we pushing it? All right,
roll. So we're going back to that.
All right, roll it again, Jack.
What is it?
Six.
All right, we'll go number four.
Number four?
The blue.
I wasn't expecting that. Okay. It opens into a very long corridor. It stretches out beyond where your torches... this isn't exactly to scale.
Yeah, right.
So it stretches out to where your torches and even your extended elven eyesight can't see anymore.
All right, let's just open the other door as well.
I have a... And I know you don't like me using spells, but...
Yes?
I have a... With light, do I have to be holding that or can I move it?
You cast light on an object.
Oh,
and then the light stays with the object. So you could cast it on, say, for example, a grain of sand and chuck the grain of sand.
What do I have? Do I have like beets? Or
I've got a crossbow. You could cast it on my bolt and then I could shoot the bolt down.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's like some sort of weird, like dropping the light down the hole. Yeah,
but horizontally.
Yeah, and I can shoot up to 80 feet.
You can shoot beyond that. You just have massive penalties to accuracy.
Okay, cool.
But... You're shooting down a corridor, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, that's just true.
I'll cast on it. Weep, light.
You cast light on the crossbow bolt and fire it down the really long corridor. It looks like the corridor, it's hard to judge exactly, but you would say the corridor's maybe 250 feet long.
Whoa.
It's a long corridor.
Golly. Let's table that for last.
Yeah.
Come back that and we'll go out. Yeah, go through the other one.
Same concept.
Cautiously.
Move the die there because that represents a door.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's
walk
another.
Shield raise.
Another short corridor with a door at the end.
Yep. Walk towards that door.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? It happens again. A spear comes out of the wall to the side of you. It's a different side this time. So actually, your shield wasn't in the right place. But once again, it kind of only comes out a little bit, so you don't get
now, snap it off, now you get a full spear.
Sneaky. You're right. Here you go, Gloom.
That's how it works.
Gloom takes it again. Fascinating, fascinating, he says.
I sarcastically get down on my hands and legs and, like, spider walk, but not with magic, just across the floor, because I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, annoyed that I wasted it in the last one.
You have it infinitely. You didn't waste it.
I know, but it was like, it was. I was holding on to that card and whatever.
I mean, I'm not mad.
Not even, I mean, curious. I just wasted reason.
You know when you wasted it? By climbing down regularly instead of casting spider climb.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Should have cast it on... we're going down. Or going up.
Oh,
going up for you is going to be easy.
You can cast it on others too, can't you?
No, not for him. Because he can cast it infinitely, it would be a little OP if
that's
he
true.
Could cast
then
it.
Just if he has it, everyone has it. Nah, fair.
I'm doing everything. I'm never going to use a fucking floor again. This is sick.
Actually, fuck it. Yeah, cast infinitely. Cast from the ceiling, mate.
Yeah.
It's not Dungeons & Dragons. It's another role-playing system where they have similar to that. So a spellcaster gets unlimited magic. But there's, you know how if you're in space, your muscles atrophy because you don't use them as much?
Yeah.
So in this role-playing system, forget the name of it, dragon something. But if you're a spellcaster, you use a spell to make yourself super strong, that kind of happens to you.
That's
or if you're a spellcaster who throws fireballs, eventually cold starts affecting you so much more.
Right.
It's just a funny little thing that I thought was cool.
Sounds great.
All right.
That sounded real sarcastic. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Sounds like, sounds great, Adam.
Yeah, sounds
really
great,
nice.
Your little dragon game.
Your little dragon game for nerds. Sounds fine. Now let's get back to Dungeons and Dragons.
It's a role playing game. Can't remember the name of it. It's got dragons in it. It's kind of dungeons.
There's some dungeons. Sometimes there are dragons, you know.
So, can I get it's called Marching Order. So, who's where?
At the back.
Yep.
At the back.
Or should I be in the middle?
No, you're at the back.
Yep. At the back.
You're basically next to Gloom.
Uh-huh. I'm so worse than Gloom.
Like, at least if something comes from the rear, you can attack it, which Gloom
I do have
Would
spells.
You like to be before or after Lillip? Before would mean behind Shane. After would mean it's Shane, Lillip, you.
I'll go in front. It's a bit more chivalrous.
Yeah, all right, cool. So,
fair.
You open the door, Shane. And this room is very similar to the last slave's quarters. It's obviously the same room for the same purpose, with one notable exception.
No, close
okay.
it.
Okay. Close it, shut the door, go.
This large eyeless worm is as big as a horse.
Fuck, what a phrase. And the way you said it made it sound like somebody on like Antiques Roadshow being like, this large eyeless worm is as big as a horse and in some circles can go for as much as $2,000.
Yeah.
It is covered in a thin, chitinous layer of purple plates. A nasty stinger quivers at the end of its tail.
All right. Hang on.
This one's not in the book. It's a little paper I printed out.
Oh, it looks like a Zerg. It looks like a Zerg mixed with a Starship Trooper bug.
It looks real, quite friendly.
Oh, like, it is.
In its head, it looks like it's going, oh, hey, guys! It also looks like it's full of spikes or like a centipede where you've cut off 2/3 of its legs. On its tail, it has a scythe.
That's the stinger.
Yeah, it's a Gyarados from Pokemon, but purple rather than blue. You said it was eyeless. That looks like an eye.
It is. I
think it's got eyes.
All right. Oh, it can be an asshat in the desert.
Not supposed to read.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, we're not in the desert.
I never really explained it.
Now, I have Alchemist's Fire.
I usually get very
Oh, that's like the thing from Gods of Egypt that like the two ladies are riding
movie.
Around. That's
Oh, man, that film.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love
Zammet
that
loved
film.
That film.
I only watched it like a week ago.
It's so bad.
I kind of liked it. Like, it's just in a shitty way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it wants to be a heist movie. But it's not quite, because it's weird, because both factions are kind of doing a heist at the same time. Like, the good guys are getting all the team together to do the heist.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Villain is also doing a heist by collecting the other things, but you just don't know that until the final act. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess this is happening.
Yeah, I'll piss yellow.
Keep having the conversation, I'm just doing background stuff.
Oh, it's blue. I'll do poos.
Yeah, I'll do poos.
I'll do poos. See you later.
I'll do poos.
Yeah, see you when you get
that film has like such a good potential, but it miss its mark?
And it's like the worst kind of quips ever. Like the tone of the main kind of kid was so annoying. I hated it.
Just frustrating.
Garbage. True garbage.
But no, I highly recommend watching it because, man, Jared Butler knows the film he's in.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Loves it. He's real good. I was into him.
But everyone else is like, no, this is a serious film. He's like, no,
don't be foolish.
No, come on, guys.
And like Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. Yeah. And the two before that, where they made that sneaky transition to comedy without anyone realizing.
I tuned out of that scene.
Oh, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones is amazing. So this is movie hour on D&D's for Nerds, but hey, here the fuck we are. So you know how in like Paranormal Activity 1 and 2, it's like, it's a horror film, and it's like, oh no, this poor family is besieged by ghosts, they don't know what to do, and things get worse and worse and worse until the family is attacked by the devil. That's the fucking plot of all of them. The Marked Ones is like, what if instead of a family, it was some Spanish youths?
Yeah, that
and
was...
they get hassled and hassled and hassled until they're like, fuck it, we're getting our cousins. And they all get in a pickup truck, shotguns, and go to the place where all the witches are and just start shooting them.
Wait, so it gets like a Spanish gang together?
They're just like kids. Oh, and okay, they're, not, right. They're not Spanish, they're like Mexican, I think. But it's just like so amazing where you're like, oh, these are the beats that it's supposed to hit. But instead of everyone being like, what do we do? They're just like, nah, fuck it. Let's get them. It's amazing.
Does it work? Do they
kill, heaps of
shotguns?
Witches, then they...
Witch, like full witches.
The movie ended up being about witches. Oh, okay. All of them are. Apparently, like, the witches bring the death. It's stupid. But that movie is just a comedy. It's just a straight-up comedy, but nobody knew, and nobody watched it for that. And it's like one of my favorite films. It's so good. And actually, the two before are funny as well, but they're... like
not
sneaky funny. No, they're like sneaky funny, I reckon. Anyway, then the latest one was just true garbage.
It's a bit too spooky for me.
The latest one was just like, here's the monster.
Oh.
Yeah? You can see it on a magic camera.
Sorry, excuse me?
They see it on a magic digital camera. They just find it in the attic and they can see it. And
so
it,
like, the camera's in the attic?
No, they... yeah,
they find the camera in the attic.
With the camera, they can see the devil, Toby. Right. What he's called.
So this camera is there for this very reason.
Yeah, I think it was made by witches.
So... the witch has made a
camera to see the devil. The devil, it, the whole good
but
of the...
But does the camera look like a camera?
Yeah,
camera?
But it's like Sony, like a, almost something? like a cyberpunk camera.
Right.
Like an old VHS camcorder that's been... No, more like Aetherpunk. It's been magicked up.
Right.
It's real stupid. See, it's a bad film and it ruined the franchise, which I quite like. Thank you for listening to Movie Hour on D&D's for Nerds. That did not go for an hour.
Keep going. We got to stall for time. Anyway.
Yep.
All right, this horseworm.
Where even were we? Yeah, the
horseworm. This horseworm. Right. Good.
Hey, if it's eyeless, if we're all real quiet.
We can just go.
How do the doors work at this one? Is it like a swingy open? Is it a pulley
is
up?
Is it a nice quiet door?
Nah, because if it's like one of those pulls up, he's like, oh, come here. Slam it down on his head.
Rancor it. Yeah.
How many pulley up doors do you know?
I don't know. I wasn't around.
I was imagining a garage.
50. Yes, I was. And 50,000 years ago, Alice might have been like, garages are the best doors.
Yeah. It attacks you. It goes first. So it just charges.
It opens its mouth, moves in a line, yeah, and it's all of us. End of journey.
So Adam,
wait, can it?
What door is
it? No, it can't.
Adam, no, please.
What kind of door is it, Adam? I assume it's just like a metal door. I mean, a stone door.
Yeah, but in or out?
Either way,
the I can just close it.
No,
the ashworms are sick.
So I can. Yeah, if it depends.
Sorry?
Is it an indoor or an outdoor?
It's indoor.
As in, like, I can
no,
just
as
like,
in, does the door close inward or outward?
Oh, it opens inward. So you pushed the door.
So I can pull it close.
Hmm.
But you could push it close. Yeah, that's how doors work.
Well
that
spotted.
Sure is doors. No. So is it a double hinge?
What do you mean a double hinge?
So if I pushed it open, I have to pull it close. I can't also then just keep pulling it open as well.
No, it doesn't go the other way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
They haven't invented that technology. They barely had doors. Okay, so the ashworm slams up against you.
Damn.
Shane. And how close was everyone standing?
I was up the back. I assume not very close.
So we, like, could you reach out and touch your good buddy Shane?
I want to say no, but I was picturing, yeah. I think I was that close.
And highs or lows for Lillip?
Lows.
Those.
She was standing right behind you. Oh. And how far were you standing behind?
I was told to stand quite far away.
Quite far away.
All right.
That's not on me. That's what everyone's instructions were.
So, chain and...
Swim.
Swim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll go poo brown again. I'm feeling a brown boy today.
Red.
The ashworm slams into you, Shane.
Yeah.
You go 5 feet back.
Ow.
Shane, you slam into Squim. Ow. You go 5 feet back. Squim, you slam into Lilip. Lilip does not go 5 feet back. You and Lilip are sharing. It's very cozy, quite tight.
I make a quip like, oh, normally I buy you dinner first. And everybody cries.
Then everyone takes damage.
Normally I buy you dinner first. Oh! So is everyone standing?
Presumably, yeah.
Okay.
Unless someone lied down.
No, I thought maybe the worm had knocked us.
12 damage to everyone.
Oh, shit.
Except, obviously, the people standing too far back.
Me and Gloom. Shall we just go, Gloom? I got an idea. A dangerous idea.
Super good.
I'm happy for
it involves you. Yeah?
Why did you take 6 damage? I had you on only 50. When was the last time you took damage?
Probably the Wraith.
Wraith, heat stroke.
Wraith didn't do anything to
him. He fell on me. I fell on him.
That's right.
I fell on him. That's why I'm on
6?
No, 11.
Oh, that's right. I forgot again.
Oh, excuse me.
Everyone takes 12 damage and a fortitude save because of poison from the stinger when it slams you. Only the first person, so it's fine.
That's the
good news. Would you like the bad news?
No. Yes, please.
No, I don't.
No, thank
I'm
you.
I'm pretty smug up the back here.
I just took your whole HP as the damage.
I know, fuck. I should not get near this worm.
Not at all.
You should climb out of this hole and go back to Orpona.
You lose.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Goodness.
6 points of constitution.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good.
So.
What's your constitution at the moment? Is it 10?
It's negative. Oh.
It's 12.
No.
That'll be 10 for me.
Yours is 8.
Mine's 8.
His is 10. So your total hit points go down by 3 times 4 is 12.
Yeah, great.
And so do your current hit points. So your max went from 56 to 44.
Uh-huh.
And your current went from whatever it was before to 26.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's fine. That's just like 6 more than I used to have.
Sick.
And in a minute, you will need to make a secondary save or it happens again.
Lilip, heal me. Lilip can't fix our con damage, though.
No,
she can fix his. Not yours. His is from poison. Yours is from the creature drained it out of you.
Lilip, I don't feel great, but hey. Here we
bullshit.
Are.
Fuck, that's a good response. And then it is Squim's turn.
How high is the roof of this place? I'm asking because for like a friend. Say if a friend of mine wanted to like spider walk onto the ceiling, might he be out of relative reach of
the corridor is maybe 15 feet tall. So if you climbed up onto the roof, the ashworm would need to rear right back up to be able to reach you.
But it could
reach you.
It could, but it would be harder for it.
Yeah, you'd be kind of out of the way.
Well, I run to the top of the corridor and Eldritch Blast! if I have room to do that.
You can spider climb up to the... Oh, wait, did you have spider... You had spider climb before.
Yeah,
You still have spider climb, so you can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. And I'm right above it, hopefully, and I go...
Down into its brain.
Head.
You blast downwards. Your the blood rushes to the rushes to your head. So when you're upside down firing, you're a little woozy, and your shot goes wide and misses.
No.
You kick up a lot of sand and just blast a section of the sand wall just away. But you miss the ashworm, which is kind of as large as the corridor.
You're a woozy, so it's all right. Hey.
You hit maybe the wall or something. But you are now out of the ashworm's, not line of sight, but out of its way. So you don't think it's going to attack
him. Out of reach.
Is what I'm quietly singing to myself and hoping Lilip can hear.
No, I'm not going to roll. I was going to, but then I remembered. You're in the middle of combat. She doesn't care no matter what.
I'll never stop caring, Lilip.
Shane, it's your turn.
Right. Can I challenge this one, a fighting challenge? Or that's just for people who can speak my language?
Yeah, you kind of need to share a language.
Damn.
Soz, mate. Toad Soz.
And so what does +1 AC mean?
It just means you get extra AC. So your armor class, instead of being 21, will be 22.
And what does that mean?
You're harder to hit.
That includes its stinger, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, good. Ah, oh, that.
All right. That barely counts as anything. You can still attack if you want.
Oh, cool.
Ah, seek, then yes.
Yes, please. You hit it. You slash at it with your bastard sword, dealing 8 points of damage. You cut a couple of... Oh, does it have legs? It doesn't have legs.
It has like...
It has little spines.
Weird
spikes.
You cut
a bunch of its spikes off.
Tink, tink, tink. As they drop
blood
to the ground.
Blood goes everywhere and it doesn't scream. No, it makes no noise.
I want to call
it
out...
It chitters!
To Gloom as well. Is this 50,000 years old? I feel bad.
I'm yeah, killing how old something. Is this creature? What?
Real old.
Anthem.
To pass a thing to a person, and then to have that person pass a thing to another person, what's the go? Is that a turn, or is passing it my turn?
Are you throwing it or handing it off?
Well, I'm handing it off. Basically, when I hand an alchemist fire all the way down to
you
my
to
boy
move
Shane.
Up, so you're behind Lilla.
Yeah.
You got to get close.
Yeah.
Free action to grab, give it to her. She, free action to pass it along.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. And then I can still attack?
Yes, you can, yeah. Use your scorching ray.
I just want to mirror image myself to spite you. Sure. No, I will use Ray of Enfeeblement.
That can't hit us, right?
Can't I do it over
highs
their head?
Highs or lows?
No. I didn't say highs or lows. I'm asking a question.
He can hit someone else, yeah.
So, with that knowledge, I would not cast it,
knowing full well that I could hit someone else.
I know how.
I will give chill touch to my chicken and beep, beep, beep.
All right, cool.
And I will also use, what the fuck do you call it? Sudden maximize.
So, you the chicken reaches up and sort of just clutches at,
peck.
Or at, yeah, pecks, attacks, goes fucking at. You, everyone here has seen a rooster lose its shit at someone.
Yeah. Well, yes.
The rooster loses its shit at the ashworm.
That's the best.
The ashworm takes 6 points of cold damage.
Gotcha.
And loses a point of strength.
Woo! You're welcome. Then my Thanks, rooster mate. Gets killed.
Then it is Lilip's turn. Lilip puts her hands on your back. Oh, fuckface.
Shane is also
I'm
appropriate.
Not super pleased about this.
Little jealous.
Shane, you recover 4 points of constitution.
Nice. Hey. Lucky. Back to normal?
No.
Nearly.
Almost.
Doing better than me, son.
I think Gloom is doing better than you.
I'm doing real bad. Things are not good for me.
Does Gloom ever get a turn? Or is he just kind of...
I don't think he can do anything.
Gloom cannot fight.
I always want to ask,
that's why
can you use wands?
Not.
Not at all?
He's got wands.
No, can you use them, though?
I mean, yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're useless as shit.
No, I can hit him with a chicken.
That's true.
I'm that's fine.
True. Like, you could ask for a wand.
No, I don't need a wand.
All right.
Don't be foolish.
Good news, bad news.
Nah,
who wants it?
Bad news.
Bad news.
Bad news? All right. The bad news is that it's going after the chicken.
Oh!
Good news.
Sorry about that noise.
Yeah. Your chicken is a slippery little son of a bitch.
Good on you, Romeo.
It dives down at the chicken and just eats fucking shit. With a crunch, the ashworm slams its face into the ground and kicks up a lot of sand, but does not do anything effective.
You're welcome.
Oh,
I can just keep swim. Romeo running around.
It's my
turn. Yeah.
Can I summon Earth and Grasp to grab the stinger on the back of the worm so it can't leash it around?
You can try.
Mm-hmm.
Success is not guaranteed.
Okay, I'll try. I'll go the yellow.
Always bet on piss.
Always bet on piss.
Shouldn't have bet on piss.
The earthen hand bursts out of the ground. Bang, 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 bang. Looks around trying to find the stinger, but the stinger's whipping around so hard and so fast that the hand can't get a grab of it. It'll keep trying, though.
Well, that's okay. Good.
Don't tell the rooster to go near the hand.
Crush. Just like feathers.
Yeah.
By the way, the hand is as big as a man.
Yeah, I figured it was
pretty large.
Big. It's a medium creature.
Hopefully this dumb thing will attack the hand.
Yeah, and get got by the hand. And then we can all get it.
Yeah.
Throw your alchemist fire at him.
Then it is...
did Lilip hand me the alchemist fire as a free action?
Oh, yeah. Lilip hands forward.
Seek.
You throw the alchemist fire?
In its mouth.
You will take a point of damage from splashback.
Am I
and
close?
So will the chicken.
How house is your chicken?
Max of 4 HP. Get out of that room.
Because it's a Romeo.
Do you throw the alchemist fire?
It'll hurt it bad. Ah, it's fine. Kill the chicken.
How weak can we make you, Jack?
It's only this experience. It's fine.
Goes down a level. Oh, God. Lose some spells.
How neutered can I become?
Lose some more hit points. Go down to 8.
I will effectively be playing an NPC very soon.
It's entirely up to you.
Do I know? Did you call out to use this?
I would have. That's the reason I passed it down. I wouldn't have given it to you for no reason.
Then yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fair. Maybe my chicken's evasive enough. No?
No.
It's worse than you think.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
The pain train is in the station.
Oh,
you
shit.
Fuck up.
Oh,
throwing
no.
An alchemist fire.
We all cook. Fuck. We're so tightly packed. Like, but I'm up the back, so that's okay.
You'd have to have got the thing as well.
Surely it hurt it a bit.
Because I was thinking, like, just putting it in its mouth.
Yeah, like throwing it down its mouth, like in the end of Ten Cloverfield Lane.
I'm like, you're in my mouth. Oh, it gave us as a potion to drink.
Good, good, good. Wait.
No, this is a fire.
See, I also have sun rods, but that's a flashbang, cool. And it has no eyes.
That's true.
We just all flashbang. Well, gee, ourselves.
So, have you ever seen someone, like, throw a ball, but the ball kind of rolls off?
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Hell like life.
You want to hear the worst part?
No.
It's a critical threat against you.
I
Fist meets face. That's what it's called.
Okay.
The attack hits you and is a critical threat. You must roll to confirm the critical threat. I rolled. Confirmed. You take double damage.
Oh, good.
Oh, shit.
No, wait. Sorry. I draw this.
Bullshit.
I forget. That's how this works.
Oh, shit.
Did I kill you?
You killed you.
I did not.
Oh, shit.
Double damage and a D4 bleed.
I guess I'm going to be playing Lilip.
I hope we all just end up neutered by this.
You're still doing fine.
You're doing great.
Oh, man. You take 12 points of damage.
Super good.
That's not too bad. Oh, you're on 26. Oh.
No, you're back.
He was on 34. Now he's on 22.
Okay.
So, every round, you will take 1d4 damage until someone makes a heal check on you or until you gain some hit points magically.
Lilip's got me. Yeah. Also, that shield thing, that's good, yeah.
I can additionally.
Do it. Oh, I don't like this.
Your chicken.
Oh, bye-bye.
Double damage. Your chicken takes 2 points of damage.
He's alive!
Hey!
Hey, Romeo! Come back to me up inside my coat.
Oh, we're not even close to done. Finally, Lilip.
Oh.
Dios, Dios. Oh, no.
Lilip is our
just
healer.
Double damage. Lilip takes 2 points of damage.
Oh, that's fine.
Boy. Triple damage to dragons.
Okay.
Sure.
Which Lilip is not.
That's lucky.
Would that have gotten...
Would that have gotten me because I got dragon blood? Because Pappy fucked a dragon?
No, you're too far away from
it. No, but
sexiest dang dragon in the land.
Finally, the one person we have forgotten. The one who is standing next to you, but above you.
Spider-Man.
Na-na-na.
I love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. It's a man made of several
spiders.
I was bit by a radioactive spider.
When alchemist fire flicks up and gets you.
It gets my hair.
You're like, pat it out.
Did the worm at least get also damaged?
The worm?
Worm dead. Insta-death.
Normal damage. Worm takes 1 point.
Fuck off.
Fuck my life.
I get a bleed. Worm is like, that's fine.
Okay.
Worm's like, lol, whatever.
Now, finally, highs or lows?
Highs.
You catch fire. Highs or lows?
Why do I catch fire? I'm up
your chicken.
Oh, lows.
Your chicken catches fire. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Nah, you don't catch fire.
I'm so good at this.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
The ashworm does not catch fire.
Fuck. And Lilip?
Shut up!
Oh.
He forgot!
Highs or lows?
Highs?
Lilip catches fire!
Damn it! We fucked this dungeon so bad!
This clearly isn't even the main room. No, we would go into the main room, we're like, nah.
We'll just have a little side journey. Oh my god, everyone's on fire!
Adam came up with an extra room. Let's go check it out.
No, we'll see what's in there. Maybe there'll be some sweet loot. There wasn't.
It was just fire and death.
Fire and worms.
How much does that damage is fire do?
That would be Lilith.
Anton.
Lilith, wouldn't it?
It's me?
No, yeah, Anton, then Lilith.
Right.
Then back to you.
Put us out. Put your chicken out.
No, wait, then the Ashlyn. You only just had your turn.
That was the longest turn ever.
I know, right? Fuck. This game sometimes.
What were you trying to do? Did you throw a grenade?
Yeah, basically. You tried to throw a grenade.
All right.
Well, I drink the grenade, I guess, is what I tried to do.
No, you tried to make it drink the grenade, but you drank the grenade.
I thought it was real delicious looking.
You got that slow
break. Like,
you got that slow break.
You know, I'm pretty thirsty.
Give it a drink. So, let's chat options.
Did you catch fire? No, your chicken caught fire.
My chicken caught fire.
What do you want your chicken to do? Stop, drop, and roll?
Yeah.
Then it's still next to the ashworm.
No, come back.
Then it takes fire.
It's basically going to die. Stop, drop, and roll. Okay, so that's taken away my...
Your chicken is no longer on fire.
Fine. So, I can't use chill touch, because my chicken's away.
Yep.
Ventriloquism.
We'll do nothing.
Yeah. Ray of Enfeeblement, I could cast, but I might fuck everyone over. Okay. Mirror image, useless. Acid splash.
We'll
might hit a
burn
button.
Those in front of me. Prestidigitation, message, daze for humanoid creatures.
Mm.
Disrupt undead is not undead.
Mm.
Or light. So I genuinely, I have no options.
Like the sound of that light.
crossbow it, I guess.
Still has a chance of hitting a friend.
Fuck you.
Raven Feeblement, fuck it.
Go all out.
Why not? We're already here.
Hey?
Luckily,
highs
we,
or lows?
Luckily we quick
highs.
You criticaled someone, let's find out.
Highs? No! 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 Come on!
Shane!
Why?
You press F12 and go back to L mode. What happened to me?
Double damage.
I've made you so weak. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Shane, you lose 12 points of strength.
What?
Good.
Shane, your strength is 5. You collapse because you cannot wear your armor anymore.
Well done, mate.
Oh, my God.
Well done. I would have preferred a crossbow in the face.
Well, gee whiz.
Soon Gloom will be the strongest member of this
party. So you... Fucking hell.
Lilip, help.
It's Lilip's turn.
Help me,
Lilip.
She has a
can't help you enough in combat. She just takes the frontline fighter position. She steps over you and she swings at the creature. She hits.
Oh
wait, was she on? She's on fire. She stops, hops, and rolls, but she's standing in front of the creature.
All right.
So she's frontline fighter, but she's standing in front of the creature. All right, it's the worm's turn. The worm attacks Lilip. The worm hits Lilip.
Damn.
The worm deals 12 damage to Lilip, and she must make a fortitude save.
I'm so willing to almost just go.
Lilip's going to lose some constitution.
Oh, God.
Lilip is 4 points of constitution.
This dungeon is the biggest.
I'll work out her hit points in a minute.
Shemozzle.
It's your turn, Anton. It's your turn, Squim.
What's the hand doing?
Oh, all right, blue.
You grab the worm.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, God. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, I'm above the...
yeah, you're above this one.
I'm above... So, wait, is the worm kind of in the room and we're in the corridor?
The worm is also in the corridor, partially.
We're all in the corridor.
So, am I above anybody who's on fire?
Yes, you're above...
Shane.
You're on fire.
I'm on fire. I can't roll.
Can I?
Oh shit! On your turn, you took 5-6 points of damage.
Can I? Pause
no, what turn? You didn't have a turn.
From my water skin onto Shane.
I haven't had a turn.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Can you drop your water skin on Shane?
Yeah.
You sure can.
Okay. And do I still have some more turn left after that?
I'll allow that. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll
wipe it out.
You drop the water skin on him. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yeah, you put him out. He's still bleeding out, though, but you put him out.
Oh, that. Right. blood.
On your turn, it happens.
Gotcha.
You are on fire and bleeding out.
And you'd if think I've got the fire would have cauterized
time left, I'll Eldritch Blast him.
You can. You hit it.
I kind of want a Burning Hansom, but like I'm so afraid of using fire at the moment. Like everybody just needs a fire.
There's already a lot.
Dealing 17 points of damage to the Ashworm.
Do that more.
Oh, thank God.
The Ashworm dies.
Super good. Everyone, just heal me.
That was supposed to be an easy fight.
Yeah.
And now we leave our heroes to recover from their first fight in the Elven Tomb. How will they fare in their next fight? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.